Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A Morbid Intervention. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Liberace, of course, is known for his wild performances and outlandish stories, but one little-known story links the flamboyant performer with one of the most shocking assassinations of our time, the death of JFK. How, you might ask, and why? Is this some kind of conspiracy theory or an urban legend? Actually, it's neither. It's a kind of superfan insider story with a couple permutations born from the ridiculousness of its own truth. Today on Ghost Town, the assassination of JFK and the day Liberace almost died. On November 22, 1963, Liberace was booked to play now-defunct Pennsylvania venue, the Holiday House. That show, and nearly every performance scheduled that evening nationwide, was abruptly canceled after news broke about President John F. Kennedy's assassination. No problem, of course. It was a huge and devastating event for Americans. So to accommodate that, Liberace, of course, would begin his run at the Holiday House the next night. So, on the morning of November 23rd, Liberace was prepping for his tour when he noticed that he needed to have a few of his costumes dry cleaned. He asked hotel staff to send the outfits to a nearby cleaner, but they refused. There wasn't enough time before his curtain call, and Pittsburgh, the nearest city to Monroeville, the city the Holiday House calls home, was in the midst of a bad blizzard. Frustrated, Liberace instead requested that a bottle of dry cleaning fluid be delivered to his room so he could clean his costumes himself. The star then spent the whole afternoon chemically cleaning his suits by hand. When he finally took the stage that night, he felt dizzy. Quote, "By the time I got through my first number," he later recalled, "everything began going in circles. I had never felt so terrible in my life. I was rushed off stage." Unbeknownst to Liberace, the cleaning fluid he had been exposed to nearly all day in an unventilated hotel room contained carbon tetrachloride, a toxic chemical later banned for use in most household products. At St. Francis General Hospital outside of Pittsburgh, doctors diagnosed the performer with renal failure. Physicians began hemodialysis to try and save him, a relatively new procedure back in 1963, but they also advised Liberace to settle his affairs. Quote, "It's a bewildering piece of news to be given," he wrote in Liberace, an autobiography. "It takes a while for it to sink in." A priest even came and administered the musician's last rites. More on Liberace's brush with death after this break. A few nights later, still fighting for his life, Liberace later recalled, quote, "A nun I'd never seen before came into my room and sat next to my bed and said softly, quote, 'St. Anthony has performed many miracles. Pray to him.' Liberace, fading fast, took the advice to heart and began to pray. And then he began to recover." Later, Liberace would search for the mysterious nun, but couldn't find anyone at the hospital matching her description. According to one account, Liberace described her as wearing a white habit. A member of the staff, one asked, replied in confusion, quote, "But we have no sisters with white habits at St. Francis." Liberace began to believe that this spectral nun could have been a visiting angel, helping him pull through. The performer reflected often on the incident, going so far as to build a shrine to St. Anthony in his Palm Springs, California home. Quote, "Maybe I was heavily sedated," he later wrote. "Perhaps I was hallucinating in a fever of crisis. Whatever it was, that sister will always live in my heart. She was the herald of what I chose to believe was another miracle of St. Anthony." Now, a different version of this story, by a music producer who said that Liberace cleaned his costumes and then lied down to take a nap. The open bottle of dry cleaning fluid and then just clean garments with the fluid were on a table by the bed, and as he slept, he inhaled their fumes. An hour or two later, this version goes, he awoke, deathly ill. He didn't know what was happening to him, but soon an ambulance was called, and he was in an emergency room where doctors declared that he was going to die. He was given his last rites and told to get his affairs in order, which he did over the next day or two by ordering expensive gifts for all of his friends, effectively giving away much of his fortune. The press reported Liberace was near death, but it didn't get much attention. Remember, after all, it was the day that Kennedy was killed. One or two newspapers even misreported that Liberace had died. But of course, he didn't die. Whether it was luck, or his spirit, or his kidneys, or some kind of ghostly nun, he defied all the doctor's predictions and eventually walked out of that hospital and onto, of course, even greater stardom.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.